The sports stadium expert advising Syracuse University in the recent debate over building a new stadium on Syracuse's east side says the future of a stadium for Syracuse sports is still being discussed. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the urgency of the plan now is nowhere what it was earlier this year when a potential pot of state money could have become available.
Irwin Rye of Foley & Lardner, the law firm SU hired as a consultant, says the stadium study conducted late last year was worth it for a couple of reasons.
The move to the ACC is something is a fact that needs to be taken into consideration. I think the age of the dome is a fact to be taken into consideration, but the dome is a great facility. This is not what we would call a mandatory action. This is what we're looking to the future and what opportunities may exist.
Rye says when Syracuse University was approached about a plan to use state money to build a new stadium near the former Kennedy Square apartments late last year, his study was the obvious way to go. The plan lost steam when Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner refused to endorse it. Rye offered his comments at a meeting of the mayor's stadium task force, which was created in the wake of that stadium discussion. He admitted there could have been more outreach to the mayor and the community about the potential of a new stadium or the renovation of the Carrier Dome. Task Force Chair Ben Walsh hopes his group can keep that from happening again.
We have offered to be a conduit to the community as the university continues in their process. Whether or not we can effectively represent everyone in the community, I'm not sure that we can do that, but we can certainly help.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.